Good morning. It's 9 minutes after the hour, and happy Monday, if you can say that. Happy Monday. I struggle with Mondays, as many of you do, because it's back to work time, and sometimes you just need more weekend. But I hope you got what you needed this weekend, and I hope you're excited to get back to work. So there you go. I have on the studio line Dr. Linda Mintel. She is host of the Dr. Linda Mintel Show, which is on the Faith Radio Network Saturdays at 10:30, I believe. So, Linda, good morning.
Good morning. And hey, I just wanted to say, you just had a spot on addiction.
Yes.
And I spent my weekend doing an addiction conference in Orlando, Florida, which was a little bit hit by the hurricane, but they continued the conference. And I was a keynote speaker right before Daryl Strawberry.
Oh, wow.
Baseball player,
yeah.
Who it has a new book coming out. He didn't ask me to do this, but I was reading it. He gave me an advance copy on the plane. It's called Don't Give Up on Me, Shedding Light on Addiction with Daryl Strawberry. And it is probably one of the best books I've read on addiction, because it's his story woven in with a physician, with psychologists, with a social worker, with an addiction specialist. And it is so well done and so easy to read and really gives you an understanding of the disease of addiction. And he's powerful in terms of his testimony of what Jesus did in his life. He doesn't hold back. He's bold. And he talks about the transforming power of Jesus, which eventually brought him out of that life of addiction. So I know it's not our topic, but I was just overwhelmed with the powerful testimony both he and his wife had in terms of coming out of addiction. So just a little heads up on that one.
Yeah, and Linda, Daryl Strawberry, one of the most gifted players to ever play baseball, and boy, he lost everything to drugs.
Everything. He was $3 million in debt, he said, when he sobered up.
Yeah.
Now, I have to tell you, before I started my talk, because I was introducing the whole opioid addiction and crisis in America. And before I started, I did say to him, full disclosure, Daryl, I'm a full-on Cubs fan. He was gracious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, saw my perseverance as being a Cub fan, I guess.
Oh, funny.
He liked that I could persevere in terms of adversity. It's kind of like drug addiction, right?
No kidding. Maybe worse.
Yeah.
So as being a part of the Faith Radio family, you can also enjoy in the celebration of what went on last week. And it's so encouraging to see so many people support Faith Radio, which started in 1949, and people continually, year after year, support the station. And you're a part of that, so you have a soft spot in your heart for all the listeners. So I figured I'll give you a chance to gush on them as well.
Well, it was amazing, and it was so great that people do, just like what you were saying a few minutes ago, they reach into their heart, they do it. They do it partly because this is what, if we're following Christ, this is part of what we're supposed to do. And we're going to talk about a little bit this morning about, the whole Acts 20:35, that it's more blessed to give than receive. We all have heard that. We all know that. But one of the things I want to talk about with you, Bill, is do people realize the physical benefits of giving, and then the mental health benefits of giving that are given to the person who gives. So when I read Acts 20:35 and I hear it's more blessed to give than receive, I think about the fact that our Maker not only knows what the power of giving can do and how all the listeners who gave, and gave probably sacrificially, how they're reaching out to the weak, because prior to that scripture, Paul is reminding us of the words of Jesus, but prior to that, he's talking about you must support the weak, and you must support those efforts that are getting out there to help people in need, but also to help reach people for the gospel. So that's exactly what your listeners did. However, there is a blessing. The Maker made us, and he knows that not only did he wire us to help people, but he also wired us to get physical and mental health benefit from that very process of giving. So people gave all week. They gave. And what's going to happen is there's going to be some giving that comes back to them in ways they may not have even thought about.
Mm-hmm. So, Linda, God owns the whole universe, yet there's still so many that have a scarcity mentality, and maybe it's because they live in scarcity. So how do we reconcile those two?
Well, part of it is you have to understand that this sort of the biblical principle that, you know, it's relative. Whatever you have, you give from. I think the story about the widow who gave her very little, but she gave out of her heart. So it's an heart issue a lot of times, too, your willingness to be obedient to what the Scripture is telling us. And nowhere in Scripture does it talk about testing God like it does with money. That's the one place where God is very specific about how we steward our money, how we do it. And I think a lot of people are in financial difficulty because they're not stewarding their money, they're not giving their tithe. And then the programs that we're doing and that we're asking people to help and support, that goes beyond the tithe of the church, and you're giving sacrificially in that way. So I think it's really important to think about, you don't want to have a poverty mentality, that God has given you so much. And I don't mean poverty in the sense of riches, in terms of money necessarily, but the willingness of the heart to say, whatever I have, Lord, I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to give sacrificially, because the promise is that a blessing in some way will come back. And what I see, Bill, is that blessing coming back on the physical body because of what it does, and in a mental health way as well.
Mm-hmm. Is giving something that we learn as a child, and that's something our parents train us to do? If people say, I can't sing, and maybe it's because they never were taught how to sing.
Yeah, I really do think it's important for parents to talk about giving. We did that with both of our kids from an early age. When they would get any kind of allowance, or they would earn money from mowing a yard or doing something, we right away talk to them about 10%. 10% is the Lord's. It's not even your money. None of it's your money. It's a blessing from God. So it's also teaching kids early on an attitude about money, that all of our blessings come from the Lord. All good things, the Scripture says, come from God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we say that right from the beginning, and we taught our kids early on. They saw us faithfully tithing, no matter in times when we didn't have a lot. When we were blessed, it didn't matter. We constantly gave that tithe. And in fact, my in-laws, who are missionaries, have been giving double tithes their entire life. They've been double tithing on their portion to God. And God has sustained them and kept them out of debt and helped them with their money situation. So we taught this to our kids, that one of the reasons people are in financial debt is, obviously one reason is poor decision making and not stewarding your money well, but they're also not following the biblical principles of giving that tithe to the Lord.
Linda, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I want to ask you a little bit about greed and materialism, because I don't see a lot of people going up to their pastor saying, Pastor, I really suffer with greed. I don't see that very often, yet we're kind of living in the middle of it, especially here in America. So let's continue that conversation when I return. It's 16 minutes after the hour, speaking to Dr. Linda Mintel from the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. Be back in a minute. Good morning. It's 19 minutes after the hour. I'm speaking to Dr. Linda Mintel from the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. We're talking about the spirit of giving today and how we sometimes have reluctance and we have fears, and we operate a lot of times on fears. Sometimes it's a scarcity mentality. And Linda, I'm thinking, I never hear anyone go up to their pastor and say, Pastor, I'm really suffering from greed. It's just nothing we ever talk about. It's yet I think we all live with it, don't we? We all are materialistic to some degree, and why are we pushing that little sin aside?
Well, it's a tough immersion into the culture where everything is very material given. We live in such a celebrity culture where, you know, buying $250 shoes is sort of expected, and, you know, we have to have more money, we have to have bigger houses, we have to have better cars. I mean, it's part of the self-focus that I believe the enemy uses in terms of telling us we have to have all these things in order to bring happiness. But I want to say this. I want to get this in, Bill, before, so our listeners can understand how they were blessed by the act of giving to Faith Radio last week. When people actually give like that, there are a whole bunch of feel-good chemicals that are secreted in the brain. So serotonin, which is a mood-mediating chemical, it lifts your mood. Dopamine, which is the chemical that helps people feel reward. And then oxytocin, which is a hormone that really is a hormone of compassion and bonding. When you give, like people did last week, their mood, their brains were secreting all those happiness hormones and happiness chemicals, mm-hmm. seriously. And they were experiencing a what we call a warm glow that actually gets activated in the brain that's associated with pleasure and connecting to other people and even building trust. So people that do that score much higher on feelings of joy and contentment through that act of giving. And then on the physical side of it, there are a ton of studies that show that there are health benefits associated with giving. So we have studies from Johns Hopkins and the University of Tennessee and a whole bunch of places that show that when you give, the act of giving, what people did last week, it was lowering their blood pressure. It was lowering their tendency towards depression because it lowers stress levels. It creates better happiness. It increases self-esteem. And in one study, they have found that people who were 55 older and who gave and volunteered and gave more of their time and effort were less likely to die over a 5-year period than people who didn't do those things. So God made us and wired us a certain way. And when he tells us and he gives us an imperative and he says, you need to do this, test me in this area, test me with your money, do this, sacrificially give to the needy, give to the people who help, support the programs that are on there that are bringing the message of Christ as central to everybody's life. When people do that, they're literally going to get a blessing back in their physical health and their mental health, and they're going to feel more joy and more contentment in your life. That is such a good deal. Why would you not do that?
I know. You know, we were talking a little bit about Daryl Strawberry and his drug addiction and him owing $3 million when he hit rock bottom. I think of the pharmaceutical cabinet that God installed in our brains that is accessed through things like giving and laughter and the things that God has said, this will bring you joy. This is the way you access these chemicals, releasing them in your brain, having them make you feel better. And there they are, right there, ready to be accessed.
And when he talked about, I asked him about that, I said, you were $3 million in debt. And, you know, he gives. He is a giver. And he said, you know what? God's got this. I know it's a cliche. It sounds like a cliche, but he does mean it. He meant, God's got this. When I get my life right, when I'm obedient to Jesus, when I'm transformed by his Spirit, when I've got the mind of Christ in me, and when I'm following the Holy Spirit, he's going to supply all my needs. And he truly believes that scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you. So this whole notion of being obedient with your money and then being prompted by the Holy Spirit and give when you feel like you're supposed to give. When I have a sense that God is telling me in my heart, this is a need, Linda, you can speak to this need, you give to this need, I want to be obedient to that every single time. And every single time I've done that, I have just felt a sense of joy in that I was, first of all, able to do it, and then I know that what I was doing was helping others. So we need to be obedient, and we do need to teach our children from an early age the whole business of tithing and stewardship. And honestly, Bill, I don't know if parents are doing that today.
I don't know either.
Here's a funny little story. My daughter, who is now in her first real job as an adult, she called me up and she got her first paycheck and she goes, oh my goodness, Mom, do you know how much the government takes out of your paycheck? And I was like, yes, had a little experience with that. And she was just blown away by how much they took out of her first paycheck. But, you know, when she told me that, I said, but, you know, regardless of that, and we've taught our kids, and there's some debate about this, we've taught our kids to tithe on the amount before taxes are taken out. And some people, you know, I want to get into that in terms mm-hmm. of which is the right way. I just think you need to do one or the other. But we've taught them to tithe on the whole amount. And so she goes, wow, by the time you take your taxes out, then you give the tenth of that to the Lord, my budget is really going to have to be reworked. And I said, that's exactly right. But your dad and I have been doing that for all of the years we've been married, and look how God has blessed us as a result of that.
Yeah.
So those are good times where you can teach your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure we're going to hear stories on Faith Radio about people who sacrificially gave, and they're going to send you notes. And I would encourage you, if you're somebody listening and you did that, and you see something that God does in your life, contact the radio station. Let them know what God has done as a result of your giving. I think that's always encouraging.
I practically insist that you do, and you can email me, bill@myfaithradio.com.
You know, are you coming after him, Bill?
Yes. You know, everything we have, God gives us, and God also gives us the ability to enjoy what we have. So it's all from him.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic.
All right. Thanks, Linda.
So thank you to
have
all the
day.
Listeners who supported Faith Radio. Keep doing that. Keep listening. Keep sharing those podcasts. Keep talking to people about the Lord. It's the most important thing you can do in your life.
Amen. All right. Have a great day.
Amen.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
It's 26 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break, and then we'll have some news and Breakpoint, and then we're going to talk to Pastor Adam Weber coming up at about 40 minutes till the hour. We'll be back in a minute.